morning, I am compelled to speak to us once again about going another way in transparency, who leads us to transformation and triumph. And I didn't say that wrong. I just want to restate this again. Going another way in transparency, who not what leads us, but who leads us to transformation and triumph, because we know that Jesus is not a what. Jesus is who. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man, no woman comes to the Father but by me. We know that the truth is in Christ Jesus. So truth, transparency, is not a what, but is a who. So God is compelling to say to us once again, to go another way in transparency, who leads us to transformation and triumph. I'm reminded of what John wrote in his book, 1 John. He says, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. And that verse calls into clear focus for us that it is our individual, collective, and corporate responsibility to focus on the truth, to focus on the truth we know is in Christ Jesus. The people of God, the children of God, by faith, are not to be bamboozled, not to be hoodwinked, not to be manipulated, not to be easily deceived. The people of God are not to be gullible. We are not to be people who are giving others the benefit of the doubt. Beloved, believe not your spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Sometimes those false prophets, the lawyers, their doctors, their scholars, but in our spiritual and practical warfare against the ungodly, against evil, systemic evil of this world, we are required to do two things. Going back to what John said, one, believe not every spirit, and two, verify, test, try, examine, corroborate, hallelujah, that what is placed in front of us, try it, verify, corroborate, to know whether they are of God. In other words, family, believe not everything you hear or read. Don't believe everything that you see, regardless of the platform, whether it be in the newspaper or on the news channel or in a magazine. It's on the internet or TikTok or Instagram or email or text. Whether it's in a photograph, a painting, a depiction of events in films and movies and art. Beloved, believe not every spirit, regardless of the platform. Don't believe it, but test them, validate them, verify them according to the infallible word of God and the spirit of truth. And know whether what you read or what you have been told, whether that be of God. Well, this morning, I'm not talking about what is of God according to myths and to traditions of men. Fake news, but I'm talking about what is of God because of him who is faithful and true, the Son of God, Jesus Christ. If we believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, I am convinced and I am confident this morning that by grace and through faith, we will go another way. We would go another way to experience the perfect peace of God. Whenever we hear the word of God, individually, whenever we hear the word of God, speaking to us, that word comes with a quickening and with an unction to do something different. When God speaks a word, it carries us into a different realm, into a different place, into a different direction. The word calls us to go another way and immediately to do so. If we are yielding ourselves to the influence of the Holy Ghost, it causes us to not only shift into a different gear, but it calls us to shift into a different direction. And to go another way, family, it is something that we have to be resolved to do within ourselves. The Holy Ghost, as the gentle person that he is, the Holy Ghost does not dictate. The Holy Ghost is the comforter. He's the therapy. And the Holy Ghost does not force us to do anything, but he does guide us into all truth. Are we living in truth this morning as we're being guided by the Holy Spirit? Again, family, going another way is something that we've got to resolve to do within ourselves. And I can hear the psalmist sharing with us again in Psalm 19, verses 13 and 14. The psalmist saying is, keep back your servant also from presumptuous sin. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In other words, the writer is simply saying, Lord, keep me from deliberate and willful sins, and Lord, keep me from doing what I already know doesn't meet your standards. And I'm not talking about the standards of the world or the standards of the church, but are we adhering to the standards of the law? And then he goes on, hallelujah, and Lord, let both what comes tellingly out of my mouth and what I think silently in my head and in my heart, let it be acceptable unto you. I mean, too often we find ourselves wanting to please everybody but the triune God. We should be in that moment of saying, Lord, am I pleasing you? How we think and what we say should be measured and evaluated according to the standard of the Most High God, who was in Christ reconciling us back unto himself and into right relationship. As we think and as we speak, so we are. If we think and speak prosperity according to his riches and glory, we shall be prosperous. If we think and speak, he was bruised for our iniquities, and by his stripes we are healed. We shall be comforted and made whole in mind, body, and soul. If we think and speak where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. We shall be made free. And free indeed, we are who we think and speak. We are what we think and speak. However, too often, the dilemma for us, I'm just talking about the body of Christ now, but the dilemma for us is that the foundation of our connection to Jesus Christ is based on the principles of religion and not necessarily relationship. There's a distinction between religion and relationship. Oftentimes we are more motivated and inspired by denominations than we are by relations. Our relationship with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. And Jesus said, these are not my words, it's just Jesus. I'm just repeating this. And Jesus said that if you abide in me, my word abides in you, you can ask what you will, and it shall be. He didn't say, hallelujah, and I hope they let me get my license very soon, and don't send them to me and the other body, because we're still waiting on to get them. But Jesus didn't say if you abide in the church of God by faith, and the church of God by faith abide in you. He said, if you abide in me, hallelujah, and my word abide in you, you can ask what you will, and it shall be. That's not denominational. That's a personal relationship with Christ. The system of religion has influenced us at times with more gossip than gospel. We have been influenced by so-called facts rather than by faith. We've been influenced by so-called experts on particular subject matters than by Jesus Christ himself, who is the author. Thank you, Sister Ursula, for saying that in the prayer. The author and the finisher of our faith. But this day, God, help us, Holy Ghost. This day, God is calling us to go another way in transparency, who leads us to transformation and triumph. Family, on this morning, I want you to consider this, that, and this is in my humble opinion, hallelujah. There is no diabolical and ungodly scheme that I can think of that has prevailed in this country and the so-called church in America than the miseducation and the misinformation of who we are in Christ, regardless of skin color. We have not been cursed as a people because of the color of our skin, because of the so-called Semitic curse. And after church, you can Google that, Semitic curse, and you can learn even more than what I will share this morning. The devil and his children, all deceivers and liars, over the course of centuries, ungodly men and ungodly scholars have taken the word, God's word, and they have perverted it for their own benefit because of the love of money. And for the love of money, even our own leaders inside of the church, the so-called black church, so-called white church, and the so-called other church, they have neglected to set the record straight that there is no permitted curse that would justify the treatment of black people all over the world, including treatment of black people in America. The ungodly proof test for this misguided thinking, you will find it in Genesis chapter 9, verses 18 through 27. If you didn't allow me to read it, it reads like this. And the sons of Noah that went forth of the ark were Shem, through, let me parenthetically say that it was on Mary's side, hallelujah. Christ was born from Shem, out of Shem. But the sons of Noah were Shem and Ham and Japheth. And Ham is the father of Canaan. These are the three sons of Noah, and of them was the whole earth overspread. And Noah began to be a husbandman, and he planted a vineyard, and he drank of the wine and was drunken, and he was uncovered within his tent. And Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father and told his two brethren without. And Shem and Japheth took his garment and laid it upon their shoulders and went backward and covered the nakedness of their father. And their faces were backward, and they saw not their father's nakedness. And Noah woke from his wine and knew what his younger son had done unto him. And he said, cursed be Canaan. A servant of servants shall he be unto his brother. And he said, blessed be the Lord God of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant. God shall enlarge Japheth, and he shall dwell in the tents of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant. Family, it is from this text, from century after century, all the way up until the 19th century, and I would submit that it's probably prevalent even now, that it was widely talked about, openly, that by leaders and by scholars, that of coming out, those leaders and scholars coming out of the three great religions from Father Abraham, Judaism, Islam, and Christianity, and so everybody's been complicit with this misguided thought that Ham was a Hebrew word, a Semitic word meaning black, and that blackness equated into involuntary servitude. In the United States, it was used by Southern so-called Christians as the primary justification for theft and for kidnapping and human trafficking that America wants to call just slavery. But I would like to call this a felonious act. It was a felony being committed against people from Africa, because America, even under the auspices and justification of people in the church, were engaged simply in human trafficking. Where slavery is okay, hallelujah, because for those who are misguided because of this so-called Hamitic curse and this misguided school of thought that it caused those with dark skin were the descendants of Ham, and because they were allegedly the descendants of Ham, they have to be called into involuntary slavery and servitude. And unfortunately, beyond all of that, as misguided as that system of thought is, for too long, leadership and servantship, even in the so-called black church, have remained absolutely quiet that the committed curse was nothing more than fake news. The devil and his children are deceivers and liars. Family, today, we are going another way to speak truth to power and declare that just because, as Elder Bobby would say, you are naturally tamed. You're not cursed. You are blessed and highly favored in God. The scripture twisting used by a religious leader, hallelujah, to support slavery in this country and even those who may be using it now to support their fake news of superiority is unsupported by the whole counsel of God. It's not rightly divided word of truth, and we're calling it out now. It is interesting that Ham had four sons, Cush, Egypt, Put, and Canaan. Cush, another word for Cush is Ethiopia. Egypt is self-explanatory, speaks for itself. Put is another word for Libya. And Canaan are basically the people and the area that we now look to as Jerusalem and Palestine and the Middle East. And when you read the scripture for yourselves, you will see that you know by the word of truth, it was only Ham's youngest son that was subject to Noah's curse. Not God's curse, but Noah's curse. There's no curse by Noah or God in the text. In fact, Genesis chapter 9, verses 1 through 12, shows us that God made a covenant of blessings with Noah and his sons. And then in the first verse, it says that God blessed Noah and his sons and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. In the sixth verse, he says that a man was made in the image of God. And then he goes on and he says to Noah in the eighth verse, and God spoke to Noah and to his sons with him, saying, and behold, I establish my covenant with you and with your seed after you. I hope that you're hearing this with me, family, that even in verse 9, the covenant was made with Noah and his sons, including Ham, and with their seed after them, for all of them were made in the image of God. So, family, my first point for our consideration is that whomever the Lord has blessed, no man can curse. And because God blessed Noah and his son and all their seed after them, we this morning, who are the sons and daughters of God by faith, we are not doomed under some fake news called the permitted curse. We need to just tell it like it is. We are not cursed people. We are blessed and highly favored of the Lord. My second point is that when you read chapter 9, there is no mention of race or color. That's interesting to me because verse 6 reminds us that we're made in the image of God. But there's no mention of white or light. There's no mention of dark skin or light skin. There's no mention of good hair or nappy hair, if you will. And so that we can dispel this notion, and we need to consider this, that if we're just going to apply the one drop rule, hello, somebody. If we're going to apply the one drop rule, if Ham was black, then guess what? Noah and his son were black too. My third point, hallelujah, as I move forward, try to get to a close. My third point is this. The genealogy of Jesus Christ as the son of David is connected to a descendant of Cain. As you go back and you read Matthew chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, begins it like this. This is the genealogy of Jesus, the Messiah, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Verse 2, Abraham was the father of Isaac, Isaac the father of Jacob, Jacob the father of Judah and his brothers. And then you go down and you start reading verses 5 through 7, and it reads like this. Salmon, the father of Boaz, whose mother was Rahab. Boaz, the father of Obed, whose mother was Ruth. Obed, the father of Jesse, and Jesse, the father of King David. David was the father of Solomon, whose mother had been Uriah's wife. Family, I hope you're hearing this with me this morning. Rahab, the woman, hallelujah, who the book of Hebrews counts as a hero of faith, was a Canaanite woman. David's great-grandmama was a Canaanite woman. And then in Hebrews chapter 11, verses 30 and 31, it reads, by faith, the walls of Jericho. Jericho was a kingdom, y'all. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. By faith, the harlot Rahab perish not with them that believe not, when she had received the spies with peace. To the ecclesia, to the body of Christ, under the sound of the word of God, it seems like to me that whatever Noah had said unto Ham about Canaan was undoubtedly reversed. The curse was reversed when Rahab, by faith, chose God more than she would choose a man. To the extent, hallelujah, we are thinking and we are speaking a curse, I say, when we, and I hope we're not doing it, but when and if we are, when we use the N-word, when we degrade one another, when we talk about good hair versus other kind of hair, and it's done in a way to degrade us. So when we get into light skin and dark skin, God is calling us in this very hour to just go another way in his truth. His truth is still marching on. Hallelujah. And in this hour, our knowledge of the word of God has to be transformed from just being superficial. We too often have a superficial knowledge of the word of God, and we're relying on what I heard him say. But are we spending time with the word of God as illuminated by the Spirit of God? Our knowledge of God's word has to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. It's got to be transformed by the renewing of our thoughts and with the renewing of our intellect from any miseducation, that we have concerning Jesus Christ and ourselves that is based on ungodly and unholy proof texts and scripture twisting. You know, it's easy for a person who's a so-called preacher to find a text to be able to coincide with whatever she or he wants to say, but God has not called us to build this relationship to his, with his son Jesus Christ based on proof text or scripture twisting. Beloved, believe not every sermon, but try the sermon to see whether the sermon be of God. The Hamitic curse is not a God. The so-called inferiority of black folk is not a God. And we need to remind ourselves that out of Egypt, God, hallelujah, out of Egypt, God has called his son out of the Hamitic curse. I have called my son. Not out of London, not out of Africa, not out of Rome, not out of Russia, not even out of America, but out of Egypt, the son of Ham, I have called my son, and his name shall be called Emmanuel. God, hallelujah, be with us. God, hallelujah, family, has not forgotten his covenant to Noah and to his son. And he's saying to us this morning, the children of God by faith, I have blessed you, and I'm going to bless yours. I have blessed you, and I'm going to bless yours. I have blessed you. I'm pronouncing blessings on every person who is under the sound of the word of God. And yours. The Son, the Word of God, Jesus Christ, reversed the curse, including the curse of sin and death, when he went through the cross and he hung there from the sixth to the ninth hour. as I close. I'm inspired by what Paul wrote to the church at Galatia. Find it in chapter 3, verses 1 through 14, if you would allow me to measure, including some parenthesis. Oh, foolish Galatians. Carry that for here. Oh, foolish. Black Christians. Oh, foolish. American Christians. Who has bewitched you? If you should not obey the truth before whose eyes Jesus Christ has been evidently set forth crucified among you. This only what I learn of you. Receive you the Spirit by the work of the law or by the hearing of faith? Are you so foolish? Having begun in the Spirit, are you now made perfect by the flesh? Parenthetical, are you now made perfect by your skin color? Are you now made perfect by your eye color? Are you made perfect by your weight and your height? Are you made perfect by your head gesture? Have you suffered so many things in vain? Is it be yet in vain? He, therefore, that ministers to you the Spirit and works miracles among you, does she do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Know you, therefore, the days which are of faith. Days which are of faith, not skin color, not national origin, not so-called race, but days which are of faith. The slain are the children of Abraham. And the scripture was saying that God would justify the heathen through faith. Preach before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in you shall all nations be blessed. All nations of the Holy Ghost, including the sons of Ham, all nations shall be blessed. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. For as many as are the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone that continues not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident. For the just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. And the law is not of faith. The man and the woman that do them shall live in them. And this is the part that I like, family. Christ has redeemed us. He has redeemed me and he's redeemed you. He has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree, that the blessings of Abraham might come on the Gentiles. That the blessings of Abraham might come on the black folk and white folk and American folk. Hallelujah. That the blessings of Abraham might come on Ukrainians and Russians through Jesus Christ. That we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Family, this morning as we take another week, by faith we are blessed in our church. By faith, we are to live and not die. By faith, we are the head and not the tail. By faith, we are the man and not to borrow. By faith, we are free. And free indeed. By faith, we are who we think and what we think. We are who we say and what we say, because God has spoken it. And Christ, who died for us, but has been resurrected and is now ascended on the right hand of the Father, has bled for it. By faith, we are blessed. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Amen.